This is Smart Tech, episode 1515, Google Photos and Why I Really Like It. Hello and welcome to this most recent episode of Smart Tech, at least until the next one. I am Chuck Minear, your photogenic host, welcoming you to our episode. Now, you have to take my word that I'm photogenic, because I guess if I really was photogenic, I'd be doing a video podcast. But, use your imagination. Go with me on this, okay? There are many services vying for the honor of hosting our photos, but one is getting close to getting it right, and that is, surprisingly enough, Google. Google recently introduced their updated photo management software, and I think you should give it a try. Now, Google's app installs on multiple devices. You can put it on iOS or, of course, Android, on your computers, on your tablets. And then as you add images from these different sources, it syncs these images to the cloud and then back to your devices again. Now, a lot of services do similar, but Google has tweaked its image analysis backend server software to analyze and organize your photos for you. Let me say that again. Analyze, which is what Google does, and organize. And I don't know about you, but I'm good at taking photos and not so good at organizing them. They're kind of big stacks of photos, and now they're virtual stacks of photos. So I think this whole idea is great if it actually works. And what's even better is that Google is offering unlimited storage with limitations, but they're big limitations on individual file size, for free. Apple offers this same service if you're an iOS user, but they only store your photos for a year from when they were created and only store photos taken on iOS devices, unless, of course, you buy more storage space. So after a year, Apple deletes the photos. Now, this, in Apple's view, gives you time to back them up on your main computer, sync everything over. But I'm sure people forget this. They don't really understand how it works. And I think unlimited and forever sounds a lot better to me. So if you want to try this out, go to google.com and create an account. It's free. I will put a link in the show notes to google.com, although if you can't type in google.com, I don't know. But I'll put a link there anyway. And of course, our website, just as an aside, www.smarttech.tv, smarttech.tv. In fact, all of the links and everything that you need to know about this episode or other episodes are at that website, smarttech.tv. Anyway, go to google.com, create the account, install the Google Photos app on all of your devices. Now, this is really important. If you don't have unlimited data on your mobile device plan, make sure you set the app on each device to only upload when connected to Wi-Fi. And they have a setting for that. And this is the way you do it. You press the menu icon, which is three parallel lines on the upper left side of the app. You select Settings and select Backup and Sync. Make sure the two switches at the top of the screen, Photos Backup using Cellular Data and Videos Backup using Cellular Data, are turned off. So that's the menu icon, Settings, Backup and Sync, and there are two switches at the bottom of the screen. Make sure that they're turned off. Photos Backup using Cellular Data is off, and Videos Backup using Cellular Data are also turned off. Now, if you have unlimited data, I have an old iPhone data plan, then I'm going to let it sync whenever. But most people will want to shut those off. Now, remember I said that Google Photos is free and unlimited if your pictures are no larger than 16 megapixels. Now, 16 megapixels is pretty big. And most consumer grade cameras are 16 or less. There are some now that are 24 and 32 and even higher. But many, many cameras and most camera phones are less than that, are 16 megapixels. So you shouldn't have a problem. Now, anything larger than that, Google will compress any videos you want to upload, and it also does videos, will be limited to 1080p, but 1080p is HD, so pretty high quality. If you want to save uncompressed originals or raw files, you can. Google gives you 15 gigabytes of storage to share with all your Google apps, including your email. And after that, they charge $199 a month for 100 gigabytes up to $299.95 a month for 30 terabytes. Not even me, the smart tech guy, has 30 terabytes of data. So for now, I'm opting for the free version. But $1.99 for 100 gigabytes, that's a lot of storage. So you might decide that it's worth it for you just as a backup of your RAW files if you shoot in RAW. And if you don't know what shooting in RAW is, then you probably don't, and you don't have to worry about it. So as I said, install the app on all your devices. And I want to say again, check the settings that I just talked about on each one of your devices to make sure you have no data charge surprises. There's nothing worse than having a big old bill at the end of the month that you didn't really expect. Now, you can also set all of this up on your computer. So here's how you do that. Log into your computer, and I'll put these directions in the show notes. Log into your computer. The bigger screen, I mean, I have a 27-inch, makes working with Google easier. So if you open up, use the Chrome app. That's the best app to use, the best browser to use to interact with Google because it's their browser. If you open up google.com using Chrome, up on the top right, there's a little box and it looks like a tic-tac-toe, like you're going to click on it and play tic-tac-toe. But really, it is the button that takes you to the Google Apps. Scroll down to Photos. So click on it, scroll down to Photos. Look for the Desktop Uploader. It is a program, and install it on your computer. This will let you set which folders or folder syncs with Google Photos. So I'm using a Mac. There's a Photos folder. If I want everything in that Photos folder to back up or sync to Google, then I would just choose that folder. If you have specific pictures and videos that you want to sync with Google, then create a new folder and just save the photos that you want to sync into that folder. All right? Now the fun begins. You just let it sync. It will upload all of your photos from all your devices and folders to the cloud and make them available to you anywhere. You will also have search capabilities. And this is what's neat, because in the background, it reads your photos, basically, and it organizes for you. So you can search by people. It does facial recognition and connects different people over time. And even, at least this is what Google says, as someone ages, it will keep track of them. So it also sorts by places you've been and things. So if I type in beach, all the photos taken at a beach or that have a picture of a beach or have a beach in the background will come up. Or water, type in water, or type in San Francisco, and anything taken, if it's tagged, geotagged, will come up from San Francisco. It's very smart, and it makes finding your photos really easy. Now, you can also share photos or create photo albums straight to Google Plus, the five people that use Google Plus. No, right to Google Plus, right to Facebook, or to Twitter, or come up with a shareable link to email your friends and family. Google Photos has an assistant which will auto-generate various projects like stylized photos or animations, which you can choose to save or not. You can also create the obligatory albums and what they call stories, which are album slideshows with movement, and does a lot of this automatically. As you have a collection of photos, let's say you took a bunch on a trip, and Google realizes that these are all kind of taken in the same area or at the same time, it will actually come up with a project and it'll pop up and it'll say, hey, we created this project with your photos, and you can look at it and go, yeah, I really like that. And you can save it or you can just get rid of it. But it does it automatically, which is really nice. And some of them look really, really good. Now, nothing is free. I told you that Google was free, but it's not free. So let me reiterate why it's not free. Google makes its money by selling aggregate data, meaning trends, searches, etc. You own all your photos. When you put them onto Google, Google doesn't own those photos. You own the photos. But Google does look at the things like trends, types of pictures, maybe the area. I don't know for sure, but they'll look at things like if you took a bunch of pictures in a certain place or it shows that you go to this place often, they might start trying to sell you things in the ads that pop up in different places that relate to your photos. So the privacy you give up is how you pay for the services. Google, as I said, looks at buying trends or search habits, and really, it really doesn't bother me. So I think it's worth it. Some people get really freaked out. It doesn't bother me that they're keeping this general track. They say they don't keep it ultra specific. So they look at these trends, although they are keeping some specific data, because I'll tell you what, you've all done it probably. If you search for something on Google and then all of a sudden I go to Amazon and it suggests to me that I might want to buy something at Amazon, it's looked at the search that I've done and it's making those suggestions for me. So I just want you to go into this with your eyes wide open. But there's nothing for free, and I don't think it's sinister or anything what they're doing, but. That being said, having your photos on multiple services and devices helps you back up your precious memories. So what I'm using this for is mostly a backup service. I don't really go to it and use the other things, at least at this point. I might in the future, but at least I know if my hard drive's crashed or whatever, I've got some form of a backup of it. It may not be a full quality backup, but at least my memories are still there. Also be aware that Google has a reputation for changing or canceling services. So you can't always rely that Google service will always, always be there. But they may start charging for it. But Google, to their credit, usually grandfather previous users in. So if you get in free for now, the chances are that the space you used, at least up to that point, will remain free. That's been their past practices. So go to our website, www.smarttech.tv, and click on the link on the show notes to get started in all of this. And I'll put some other information there too. And then after you try it, I'd really like to know your experience. What do you think? What features do you like? And there's several ways you can interact with the Smart Tech community. The easiest way is if you go to our website, you click on the episode that you're listening to. At the bottom is a place for you to leave comments. Feel free to do that. You can also go to our Facebook page. We actually get more interaction in our Facebook page, and that's fine with me. Go to our website, click on the Facebook link on the right-hand side. That takes you to the Facebook page for our show, Smart Tech. And then you can leave comments in the Facebook section. And those sometimes end up on the website. So that works either way. Just go to smarttech.tv and click on the Facebook link. We'd also appreciate you sharing Smart Tech with your friends, because word of mouth seems to be our best advertisement. And this is kind of a labor of love for us. So in the episode area, you can click on a Facebook link. You can click on your Twitter link. You can click on your Pinterest link. And you can post things to social media about specific episodes. So if you click on the left side in those links, the Facebook link, you're going to Facebook about that episode. If you click over on the right Facebook link, you're going to go to our Facebook page. So in our episode, we really appreciate it if you'd click on there, put a little comment, and send it off to your friends, because they'll probably click on it and discover Smart Tech, which would be great. It'd be great to build the Smart Tech family. And you can do that really well in social media. So any of those things would be helpful to us. And once again, you can find us at www.smartteck.tv. So until next time, I'm going to go take some more pictures and upload them and see what happens with Google. I want to get enough photos up there. I want some of these organizational tools to really kick in, and I want to try them out even better. Until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.